Welcome back. My name is Lewis Wood, and this is video three. Now we've discussed navigating using the control shift backslash, which can go from bracket to bracket and opening and closing braces. Okay. Now we're going to do the outline viewer. How easy it is to navigate there, especially when you wrote the code, you know exactly what's in there.
Control Shift O. Type the name of a symbol to go to period edit combo. At to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value period. 74 results.
Now I'm going to go ahead and go to the constructor.
C O N S constructor comma symbols open paren 3 closing paren 1 of 3. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Enter. CSS bar dot JS editor. Type in text
All right.
period.
Now when I pressed enter, it sent me straight to the code of constructor.
Color bars equals new color. CSS bar semicolon semicolon.
That's above the constructor, which that's my properties for this class.
Class extends HTML element open brace. Custom elements dot define open paren quote LW dash star quote comma.
See, I created a custom element here, which is for color bars.
Class extends HTML element open brace.
Yeah, and it's a class that says it extends it.
Color bars equals new color. CSS bar semicolon semicolon.
Yeah, since it's an anonymous class, since it only has to refer to this custom element tag. So you actually use the element tag and it creates this class.
Constructor open paren closing paren open brace.
Yep.
Super open paren closing paren semicolon.
Now see, I can go up to the top of the constructor.
Constructor open paren closing paren open brace.
And there I'm going to go to the open brace, which is at the end. I'm going to hit the end key.
End blank. Open brace.
Now what I did is hit the left arrow key and that brought me to the opening brace. Now I'll do Control Shift backslash.
Control shift backslash.
There you go.
Blank.
Now going up
Closing brace slash constructor slash.
and down. Now see on the same line as the closing brace, I like to put a forward slash, two forward slashes, which makes a comment, and then I put the name of the method or function
Home.
or whatever, or if it's an if or whatever, I'll put some stuff there. Something that helps me identify this closing bracket because I only see one line at a time. Okay.
Space
And I'll show you.
slash space closing brace
There's a closing brace.
space slash slash
I just hit the right arrow and I'm four times and you hit that slash slash.
space C O N S T R U C
See, construction.
Charlie
Okay, now I'll go to the beginning of the line.
home closing brace
Now I'm going to go up and go down and you're going to hear something.
blank closing brace slash constructor slash
Now you heard that little click there?
blank closing brace slash constructor slash
It didn't say slash slash. It said slash.
blank closing brace slash constructor slash
You see? And the reason it does that is because I did a custom dictionary and identifier using JAWS, and it takes the slash slash, turns it into a single slash with that click there. And it just identifies it in my head, so I know when I encounter that sound, I know I'm at a closing something. I close something.
blank closing brace slash catch
See?
DevOps.log error open paren quote CSS bar error colon quote closing brace slash catch
See, that's a catch closing error there, and that's at the end of the constructor.
blank closing brace slash constructor slash
Okay. Now I'll go down and I'll hit to my next method.
blank blank connected callback open paren closing paren open brace
Now this is a connected callback method. It is very special in particular to JavaScript components when you got a custom field element tag and it comes back, it says it's connected. Then you get to do something. Okay.
Slash DevOps dot
All
connected
right,
callback
but
open
here I
for
go. I'm going to go ahead and do Control Shift O for outline again.
Control Shift O quick input list box connected callback 20 of 74 to L 21 of 74 to move to an item press the arrow keys period SH 22 of
Okay.
74 to move to an item
Let's just
press the
type
arrow keys
something.
period
I'm going to do get.
G E get T get status comma symbols open paren 2 closing paren
Now
1 of 2 to move to an item press the arrow keys
it says get status. Well, I want to go past get status. Let's check past it.
Get column radio 2 of 2 to move to
Okay,
an item
get
press the
column
arrow
radio.
keys period.
That's the next element it found when I did my search query with GET for get.
Get status comma symbols open paren. Get column radio 2 of 2 to get status comma symbols open paren 2 closing paren
It's
1 of 2
circular,
to move to an item press the
but I
arrow
can
keys
pick
period.
which one I want to go to.
Get column radio 2 of 2
Okay.
to move to enter CSS bar dot JS editor type in text period.
Now I hit enter and I now have to get column
Const
radio.
fs fs dot set attribute fs dot set attribute open paren quote id quote comma quote radio columns quote closing paren semicolon.
Okay.
Const lg equals document dot create element open paren quote legend quote closing paren semicolon lg dot text content equals.
So you see I can navigate the code pretty good there.
Control shift O, quick input list box S, SPT, disconnected callback comma, symbols open paren,
nope,
one closing paren.
Don't work. Let's
Search
try a
files by
one.
New open paren of head blank. S, QT, settings dot sin slash C colon slash user slash devops test dot banner dot C, footer dot CS, navbar dot CSS dot address dot CSS dot slash assets. C.
Okay.
Control shift O, get column radio, 55 of 74. To move to an item, press the arrow keys, period, 74 results. S, T, Y, L, E, style, comma, symbols, open paren, one closing paren.
Mm-hmm. It only found one file for that one.
Control shift O. Blank, search S, E, T, settings, dot, sin, slash, C, colon, slash, user, slash, devops, test, dot, J, banner, dot, C, footer, dot, CSS, docs, escape, CSS, bar, dot, JS.
It finds all kinds of symbols, and sometimes it's more than you really want. So, and I forgot that it's not in this file, that I was trying to search for something in particular. So let's go ahead and let's go to Explorer.
Control shift A, files explorer tree view, color bars MGR, enter.
There we go.
Color bars MGR.js editor. Control shift O, quick input list S E T, set color value, comma, set color parent, to set color value, comma, set color parent, set color value, comma, symbols open, enter.
Okay.
Color bars MGR.js
now
editor.
I can go down set color value.
Try open brace.
There's a try. And I do a lot of try blocks in mine, which is error handling for JavaScript.
End blank open brace.
Now I'm at the open brace. Let's say there was some place I was in the back of a function. So I do control shift backslash.
Control shift backslash. DevOps dot closing brace catch open paren closing paren open brace.
Uh-huh.
Blank. Blank. Return value semicolon. Else open brace cv dot bg equals value if open paren suffix equals if open paren const cv equals cvs dot find open paren v blank. Const reg equals new reg xp open paren color name comma. Quote
yep.
I quote closing paren const cvs if open paren.
And that's the beauty of navigating
const
that way.
New blank.
Okay. Now I can go back up to the top.
Top. Import DevOps from.
With control home. And I can come down.
Blank quote use strict quote semicolon.
And you notice I got that thing called use strict here. You put it inside quotes. If you're doing JavaScript programming, you really should put use strict here. It means it's going to be the most recent versions of JavaScript. It's going to be ES5 and above, you know. It's not going to be the old-fashioned JavaScript. So therefore, it's more secure, and it makes sure that your code gives you more errors faster. So you can catch bugs before they, you know, they can happen, and it helps you out. So, and the syntax is open quote, and then use strict. Just type the word use space strict.
End blank.
And at the very end,
semicolon.
You got a semicolon.
Quote.
See? That's it.
Home quote blank blank.
Okay, and since I'm doing module programming,
top import DevOps from quote blank.
You see the imports at the beginning.
Bottom export default color.
And I got the export.
Blank. Export default color bars MGR semicolon.
See.
Blank. Export default color bars MGR semicolon.
That's it.
Blank.
I'm doing color MGR. That's what I'm editing right here. And so that's how you do this type of editing. And now in the next video, I'm going to show you another more advanced concept where we're going to create multiple versions of the file and get it open in multiple groups. Okay, catch you in the next video.